They had no Kotex or anything like that in the stores. You had to make your own patty. And as a rule, it would be flannel, folded 3 or 4 times, bulky. Always, you could always see it under their clothes. So as a rule, you'd miss 4 or 5 days of school.
I was going to ask you if your activities changed or if there were things that couldn't do anymore after.
Oh, you didn't do anything too exerting. You didn't, you never went swimming or anything like that, ever. And even in your phys ed classes in school, you got excused so that you didn't have to do anything exerting. Which seems ridiculous, doesn't it? And when you stayed at home, you didn't really stay in bed, but you laid down, you took it very easy. You were delicate.
Did you ever have any problems?
I had cramps once in a while, but not too often.
What was dating like?
Oh. You went to bed, to ball games, football games, basketball games, things like that. We didn't go in a lot for necking, anything like that. At least the boys I went with, we didn't.
Did you go in groups or alone? Single dates or double dates?
Or mostly double dates of groups. We did. Like I said, I wasn't allowed to date much until Friday nights and Saturday nights were the only nights I was allowed out. My father was strict, and he insisted that I be home nights. And then, of course, I had a couple of older brothers that used to ride herd on me, check out my boyfriends. And if they didn't approve, why, Dad was informed, and I wasn't allowed to go with anybody that my brothers didn't approve of until I was 17, I finally told my father one day I didn't need a babysitter. I didn't need a brother to pick my friends for me anymore. That was out. And he agreed with me. I was old enough by then to pick my own friends. In the wintertime, you would go out. It was fun bobsledding at night, sledding at night, tobogganing. By the time I was in high school, they did have toboggans, and we'd go out with those. Ice skating at night was always fun. And we did a lot of it. And they used to gather around in your house, at the friends' houses, and they'd sing-alongs, and everybody had ukuleles at that time. It was just more or less a gab fest. Nothing. We didn't have to have food and drink and you'd get together without having to have snacks every night. We had fun. I mean, it was just good, clean fun.
When you were in high school, what were your thoughts about the future? Did you think about going to college, or did you think about going to work, or did you think about getting married?
I started in, I goofed up my first year. I took a 2-hour course of sewing, and that goofed up I intended a business career, and like I said, I goofed it up by taking this course of sewing in the 9th grade. We had a junior high, but I didn't live in the near enough to it to go to junior high in 7th and 8th grades. So I started high school in the 9th grade. And
what had you done for 7th and 8th grade?
Well, that was still in the intermediate school. So when I did get into high school in the 9th grade, I took this 2-hour course of sewing. Then the next year, I started in with business courses. And I had filing and typing and business English and math. Got it all but bookkeeping. Yeah, but I needed, instead of taking the sewing, I should have taken a bookkeeping course, which would have allowed me to go on. And when I got out of graduated, I was in the upper third of the class, and I had an offer of a scholarship to a business college in Western Michigan. I can't remember the name of it anymore, but Dad wouldn't let me go because I graduated when I was 17, and I was too young to go away from home. I would have gotten free tuition, and all I had to do was work for my board and room. I was too young to leave home. That was in June. I was 18 in August, and I got married and left home in September. Which blew it.
Blew my
career to all the pieces.
Had you thought about getting married?
No.
Before that?
Not until after I graduated from high school. I had met a man that I was very fond of, and he gave me an engagement ring for graduation, which upset my mother no end. When Dad said no, I could not go away to school. This was in 31, and you couldn't buy a job. There was no point. I mean, so far as at that time, there was no point in staying at home. There was nothing to do. So, I was very fond of this man. Thought I was in love, got married.
How did your parents feel about that?
My mother was very upset. My father didn't show too much emotion. He didn't approve of it, really, but he didn't say I couldn't. He didn't try to stop me. Because 18 was still the age of consent, and he knew that all he had to do was say you can't do it, and I'd have done it anyhow. I had been raised that way.
When did you meet this man?
I went with him almost a year before we were married.
What was his name?
Eugene Cahoon. One of the girls that I had gone to school with had lived out of town quite a few miles, and her father said it was too expensive for her to drive back and forth into town to school, so he made her go to a smaller consolidated school. And her boyfriend worked with my boyfriend in a garage. We were mechanics in the garage. And I used to go out and spend a weekend with her now and then, and she introduced me to him out one night, one weekend when we were out there. And the four of us used to double date quite a bit.
How old was he?
He was 5 years older than I. I was 17, he was 22. Of course, my mother didn't appreciate that. That was going with an older man.
Tell me about his family.
His father was dead. His father had his father died of TB and when his mother was pregnant with him. He had one older sister, about three years older than he. And they had come west. He was a volunteer fireman. His father, he owned the hardware store in town, and there was a fire in the winter time, and he had gone out on the truck and gotten wet, and he had a bad cold from it, and it settled in his lungs, and he contracted TB from that. They came on. In fact, he got bad very fast. They came to Denver, or came west, and he died up around Denver somewhere. And his mother came back east, and she was very uneducated. She had come down from Canada. She had no education to speak of at all. So what she got out of the hardware store, she bought a farm, and she and her father lived on the farm and raised the two kids until they were, in the 8 or 9, something like that, and then she moved into town and took in roomers. She built a house with what she had, took in roomers and boarders, cook for people, men that worked in town that didn't have a home, like that. He was a big for his age, quite large for his age, and he went to work in this garage when he was 14. Now he dropped out of school, and his education was picked up around the garage.
Wedding.
It was at his home in his mother's front room. A private wedding, a small wedding. My folks, my brothers, his sister, her husband, and his mother, and the other couple that had introduced us were attendants, and that was it. Then his mother had cooked a dinner for us. We didn't go away. There was no honeymoon at that time. He was working for like $25 a week. You don't go far. And then shortly after that, it was cut down to $14 a week. Things got real rough, and we lived with his mother.
How was that?
You should never have asked. It was awful. We lived there 2 years. When I finally told him I was going to leave, find another place to live, and he could come or he could stay with Mother. I didn't care. Well, we got our own home after that. She was very domineering, very, very possessive. She didn't like to lose her son. She was upset because he got married. She was kind of a mother-in-law you hear stories about. Not the good mother-in-laws. She was very, very, very hard to get along with. Very resentful.
Did that create problems for you and your husband?
Not really. Not after he once found out that when I said I was leaving, that was it. And he went with me, and there was a time in our lives that I didn't refuse to see her in any way, but I would not let her run my life. I couldn't. She was the kind of a person that would have favorite grandchildren, and she would buy something for one and ignore the rest. And I told her she could not do that to my children. In no way. She couldn't treat them all the same. Then they couldn't see her. Well, she didn't like that, so she finally came around seeing things the way I was raising my children. I was a strict mother. I was very strict. My oldest son told me after he grew up that I was a strict mother, but there was one thing wrong, I wasn't strict enough. But I did cry. I was not permissive. I did not let them walk over me, and I guess I appreciated the way my father raised me.
Did you have children while you were living with her?
We had two boys. And it was the youngest, the baby, the second boy, that caused me to make up my mind I was leaving, because she was trying to force him to eat. And he was gagging on it and vomiting at the same time, and I told her not to do it. And she wouldn't, she said, well, he had to learn to eat it. And I said, well, he doesn't have to. And I just picked him up and left. I told my husband then. He could stay with his mother if he wished, but I was leaving. And my kids were taught to eat what was on the table. I didn't cook special for any one of them. If they didn't like it, they didn't have to eat it. But they didn't get cooked something different. And I can't remember what it was she was trying to force down him, but it was making him sick. And I could see no point in that at all. So it started World War II. She got over it eventually. I loved the kids as much as she could love anybody. She was a cold person to start with, and she just there again, she had very few friends. She was that kind of a person. She isolated herself. Having resented her son marrying me in the first place, why she wasn't about to accept children.
How was life different for you when you finally moved out?
Well, at that time you didn't have electric washing machines. You didn't have steam irons. You didn't have dryers. You didn't have vacuum cleaners. It was a lot different. It was hard. It was hard work. You swept the floor and you swept up dust. You dusted every day. You scrubbed clothes on the washboard. I was real happy when there were washing machines, but they weren't as available as they are today. And life, it was rough. People can't tell me about the good old days. I don't believe them. Didn't have all the prepared baby foods. They didn't even have a lot of, there was no formulas to buy. You had to use canned milk, fresh milk. No baby foods in the stores at all at that time. You made all your own baby clothes. You can imagine hemming diapers by the dozens. You almost had to know how to sew.
What was being pregnant like for you?
Well, the first time was murder. I had a kidney problem. I was violently ill. Was just nauseous. I vomited. I ate every time I would start to eat. Got my back up. I was so sick the whole 9 months. And there again, I didn't know what was the matter with me. And I finally got so sick I couldn't get out of bed. I just was vomiting so much. My husband had the doctor come up, and the doctor could not believe that I didn't know what was causing this. And I was in bed 10 days, and all I just was vomiting green bilious. It was all horrible. I had for years I wore a black mark in here. He fed me lick glucose in the veins. He'd come every morning and give me, must have been about 4 or 5 ounces of glucose in the veins. That was the only food I was allowed to have. And chipped ice. I could have ice chips, but no water. Because everything came right back up. And this went on the full night. After those 10 days in bed, Every time I went to the table, every time I tried to eat anything, I would just go and throw it up. And I was as surprised as the doctor because I had an 8.5-pound baby. And I don't think I kept a meal down the whole 9 months I carried him. And he was the healthiest thing that ever lived. And from then on, my other pregnancies were nothing. I mean, it never repeated that way. But there again, they had no birth control, nothing. And I had four children. First one was born in 32. About 5 years. Yeah. Two boys and two girls. It settled a point I told my mother when I was young. When I was having babies, if I had a boy, he could have a brother, and if I had a girl, she'd have a sister. And that was what I did. I had two boys, then I had two girls.
What were
their names? Eugene, Richard, Lucille, and Chloe. She changed it. She goes, her name is Chloe Ann. She goes by Ann. She does not Chloe. But Chloe was her great-grandmother's name on her father's side of the family, and as a special request from one of his uncles, I renamed him after her. Great-grandmother.
Did you have help from your husband with caring for the four babies?
Absolutely not. I don't think he ever diapered one of them. That was men's work. No, you did it all yourself. They just didn't do those things.
Did you spend time with the children?
Not a lot of time, because this, now from 32 on, things were still rough. And he worked long hours at the garage. And he'd be gone when they got up in the morning. And he usually worked quite late at night. And even when the kids were going to school, when they started school, we had bought 5 acres out of town and built a house out about a mile out of town. And the kids would be gone from 8 o'clock in the morning until maybe 4 o'clock before they'd get back on the bus. And he didn't... He didn't see a lot of the kids. And he worked weekends and everything. I mean, he was working 7 days a week. You couldn't hold it against him because he was one of the few men in town that did work steady. The only thing I held against him was the fact that people would offer him a tip for doing a good job, and they'd give him a bottle of liquor, and he was in it. Ended up an alcoholic. And that part of it, I resented. And he said he drank to forget how rough things were, to forget his problems and his troubles. And after 12 years, I said, I had